I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. I hope you guys have had an amazing week, an amazing new year so far, and we are back with another episode.
That we are, another sort of New Year's themed episode. We're going to talk about our ins and outs for 2024, as well as a couple that you guys submitted over on the Instagram. But before we get into that, we have to do a large catch up. So, Gabby, honestly, I feel like once again, I'm learning from this as well. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Give us the 411.
Well, so obviously our first episode back of the new year was technically last week, but we actually filmed that when we were all together over Christmas break. So I have not been able to catch you guys up since like New Year's and beyond. So I went to New York for New Year's Eve specifically, and we like really didn't have too much on the plans at all. Like, we wanted to just kind of relax and like kind of play it day by day and see where, like, what ended up happening. We went mini golfing, and I did get two holes in one. And I did win. We didn't keep score, but I know I won. And I just want to remind everyone that at one point in time, I did want to be a professional golfer. It lasted for about 2 weeks. And
she
then I never went and played
it.
Golf again.
Should have stuck with it.
Well, cheerleading worked out, honestly. So you know what? I'm A-okay there. But yeah, I don't know. I just like randomly went through a Facebook, because my dad was always really big in golfing. And Lexi never took any interest of it. And I like went a few times and played with him, and I just kept getting told that I naturally had like a really good swing. So I was like, okay, I mean, this is kind of fun. Like, let's go for it. I went to like golf summer camp at one point. I took some private lessons, and I was like really into it for a few years. And especially because my parents were really big on like getting a scholarship for college, because obviously like we don't come from a family where they were just like throwing money at us. Like, we always knew that we kind of had to work for our things, or like we not in a bad way. Like, I'm very thankful they did it that way. So like sports and scholarships and academic scholarships, that was always something that we were pretty focused on growing up. So like women in golf was, I feel like it was just such an in, and it was such a huge way to get scholarships, because like how many girls do you know that enjoy playing golf?
But also Gabby is very like, she, that's like the perfect sport for her. Like, she's very focused. She can do like
calm
solo
patient.
Calm tasks like that. Yeah. So it was a good fit, but it did really last like
it
a week.
Last like a year. There was one summer where I went to the golf course a few times, and then it just kind of died out from there. But I like every time we go, like if we even go to Top Golf with friends or like putt-putt or whatever, and I'm like, I kind of know what I'm doing here. Like, I got like the interlocking fingers down on my swing in the club, and I'm like, no one has any idea of what the heck this is. I don't even know what it does, but this is how they teach you how to hold the club. But anyway, yeah, I got two holes in one in putt-putt, so that was pretty fun. And then other than that, we just really kind of laid low, just hung out most of the time. And then New Year's Eve, we ended up just staying in and playing games, and we ended up having so much fun. I wish I would have brought the new game, because we would have had a blast playing it. But I don't know why. Justin and I have never really had like game nights, either like just us or with friends or anything. I literally feel like that was the first time that we were in a group setting, and like we were the ones initiating a game night and just kind of like leading everything. We had so much fun. We're definitely going to be doing that way more now. But that was that. Obviously New Year's Eve, and then we went ice skating, which was like the only thing that was really on the itinerary, because I actually like own a pair of ice skates at Justin's house, so they're there for my once a year use every winter to go and ice skate around. I'm like trying to think back. I really think those were the only like planned things we did. Like, we really just hung out most of the time, and it was really nice. There was no snow, unfortunately, when I was there, but I ended up coming back pretty soon after. I got home on the 2nd because LJ had practice again, because we literally go to majors this weekend. So we had to come back from break early to start getting back into the swing of things. But Justin ended up staying there for almost a week longer, just for some family things. And he was like holding on to the hope that he was hopefully going to get to snowboard once, because there, like I said, there was no snow, and it was like 50 degrees almost on some days. So even the trails that like pump out the fake snow weren't even able to keep that on the ground. So I honestly enjoyed my like almost week alone. I feel like it was best case scenario, because I came home, I did a huge reset on everything, completely cleaned out my closet, all my drawers. I cleaned out 5.5 garbage bags full worth of clothes. And I still have a full closet full, and my drawers are still completely full. But it feels good to just kind of clean them out. However, what doesn't feel good is that all garbage bags of clothes are still just sitting in my apartment. So it still feels cluttered. Like, it feels like I cleaned it out, but then it's just like the clothes are just there in another aspect. I hate that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Hopefully when my mom comes, because my mom runs all of my Poshmark, all of that stuff. And I talked about this also, but on my YouTube video, but we're hoping to do something with obviously like our Sunset Social website, where we'll have not only like shop our collections, but also a shop our closet section. So it's kind of going to be like an online thrift store of our closet. So I think that'll be really cool because one, it doesn't restrict like international shipping, which I know Poshmark and some of the other apps do.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. I have so many people that DM me all the time. Like, I want to buy stuff, but you like Poshmark literally doesn't let you when you're international. So that will help resolve that problem. And then it also just be nice to have like everything in one place, so you guys can just like go to our website and everything's there. Mm-hmm. And whenever that happens, finally, there's gonna be a ton of really good, honestly, like so many brand new clothes with tags on it still that I just don't see myself wearing. But cleaned out a ton of clothes, did a deep clean on the apartment, like used a little green machine on every inch of my couch, scrubbed everything, and just I felt like I couldn't reset and like set up my goals for the year when I just like was living in that. And it's not even, I don't know how some people live in clutter and mess, like, and which is so shocking for me because growing up I never cleaned my room
ever.
I never, like, I just, I don't know, that like wasn't me. So now like I need everything to be neat, organized, not out of order or anything, or else I can't like mentally be clean, I feel like. So it was literally the perfect scenario because I got everything reset, got the Christmas stuff put away. And then I felt like as soon as Justin got back, like, I was ready to just get on routine. We've been so good at it. I mean, granted, it's been, like, 3 days. But we've been waking up in the morning, not checking our phone, immediately getting up, going to the gym, whether we're working out. Like, today we worked out together. Yesterday I did cardio. He did a different, like, dumbbell workout. But it just feels, one, it's so nice to be on the same page with, like, if you live with a significant other. Even if you live with a roommate, I feel like this would be the same case. But, like, having the exact same schedule and being on the same page of trying to get into routine has been so nice. It just makes it like, not only I'm not like only responsible for holding myself accountable, I feel like it's so much better that like he's also doing the same thing, so it just like keeps us on track. But we've been getting up, going to the gym, getting a nice workout in. I'll drink like a full, I've been using a Stanley, I've been trying to see if the hype is there. I feel like it would be the same regardless of what drink I'm using, honestly. But drinking a full like jug of water while I'm at a workout, coming home, then having like my iced coffee as a reward. And then I feel like when I get back from the gym, I just feel productive. So I'm like wanting to get work done, and I just feel like I'm on a better path for the rest of the day. I will say I've also been trying to like journal every day, but I only have the gratitude journal, and it's the exact same prompt every day. And it's like, listen, I live a great life, but there's only so much I can come up with when you're asking me every single morning to list three things I'm grateful for.
I'm also doing the 5-minute journal. Have you put me down yet?
I've put my family down, I think, multiple times.
No, specifically me. You need to be more specific with your gratitude.
I will put Lexi Fuller down tomorrow.
Thank you.
And I have, but it's just like, it like the same prompt every day gets repetitive. Is yours the same thing every day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a different quote at the top. I need to find a journal that's like,
same. But I need to find a journal that's like something different every day. Like one day it's manifestations, one day it's affirmations, one day it's gratitude, one day it's a to-do list. Like something that gets me excited to like see what's next and actually want a journal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let me know if anyone knows of one, please let me know, because I'm definitely in the market. But I've enjoyed just doing that in the morning and night. I feel like it's just something that I've never done before. So just kind of sticking to it and adding it into my routine is nice. I've also been reading a lot more. I would say I'm close to halfway done with Fourth Wing, I think.
Yay.
Ish, I'm getting there. But I proved to Lexi that these words are made up completely. And
okay, but there's not like the actual words you read on a regular basis are not made up. Like, and I really do think
so
that yours is a typo. Like,
there's no way.
Yes, Amazon had already shipped out books. The second book, a bunch of people got like words that were just like jumbled, so it's really possible. I'll have to look. You'll have to tell me where that word is, and I'll look at my book.
I just feel like because everything, it's obviously like a fantasy book, and because everything is made up, it's its own little world and everything, like I'm just like some of the names, the places, like I'm just making up how to pronounce them.
Okay, well, I can help you because I listened to audiobooks of them after I read them, so I know how they're supposed to be said.
Yeah, but most of the time it's words that, like, I'll probably never see again, and then I'm like, I don't really care how to pronounce it. Like, I'll just skim over it and never have to come back to it.
Okay.
But I will say the thing that is bothering me that I think is different from, like, when I read Hunger Games or Twilight is I always started reading them after the first movie was out, so I had, like, a visual picture when knowing the characters or the places, and I hate not having that.
It's called imagination. And also,
yeah, but then you know what, I'm gonna imagine it and then the movie's gonna come out
welcome
and it's gonna be different and I'm gonna hate that.
Welcome to reading books.
Yeah, so I don't like it.
Like,
no.
Okay, well, you're sassy about it, but I love that because then you can creatively think of, like, that's the whole thing, is you're picturing, like, this whole world instead of letting whoever makes the first movie box you into what you can think. And then, like,
I don't know. I prefer don't that way.
Think the writer of these books is very smart, and I think she would be very involved. I don't think movies. I think they're doing a TV series. I'm not quite sure, but I think that's their plan eventually. There's only two books out, and she's writing five. But I think she'll do a good job of casting it. Because she's really descriptive. Like, you can picture everything that's going on.
Yes, but, like, I want to look up what these characters look like, and that doesn't exist.
I mean, there are a lot of people that do, like, drawings of what they think they'll look like if you want to do that. Like, there's a ton of that stuff. But, I mean, maybe. I have a TikTok where I cast who I would cast if you want to go look at that. But
I just think the way I prefer it is, and the way I've done it for, I think I did it the same way Hunger Games and Twilight, is the first movie came out, I saw the movie, and then I backtracked and read all the books. And I do think I prefer that. As much as I'm loving the storyline and I'm loving this book, I think I would like it a little bit more doing it backwards. Which I know book readers don't ever, like, they always say the opposite. But I don't know, something about it.
Okay.
For some reason, I like the other way.
Is that all you got?
I don't know. Let me check my list. I feel like I've been rambling, but...
You're heading to majors this weekend.
Yes. So literally as we're recording this, I leave in about 12 hours to go to majors. It's always such a fun competition because they make it so special for the girls. And as a coach, it's like a completely different experience. Like, I had to pack two dressy outfits. We have a banquet Thursday night. I dress up for the competition Friday night. And what I love about majors is I'm back Saturday night. So I still have, like, a huge chunk of my weekend at home. And it's like, I get to go to a competition, but I don't have to have a terrible competition hangover going into my next week. Like, I get a Sunday reset. I'm excited. Justin and I are already planning to just stay home, cook a HelloFresh meal, watch some football, and hang out. And amazing. I'm so excited of that.
That's pretty much my weekend plans, always. Well, I love that for you. It sounds like you're having an amazing start to the year. My word of 2024 was thrive, and let me tell you, I am doing nothing close to thriving right now. But that's okay. We're trying to stay positive. I started off so strong. 75 hard was going so well. I was feeling amazing. I was, like, checking off all my goals every day. And then Monday night, I was about to get in the hot tub, and all of a sudden my lower back just locked up. And I can't move. And I even now, like, I was, like, trying to do this podcast. I'm, like, laying down and, like, on my side because I'm just in so much pain. I think what happened is my glutes and legs are super tight and it's pulling on my low back and something is just, like, out of whack. So, you know, I've already had a take off yesterday of working out. I'm going to take off today of working out. But I'm just, like, bummed because I was on such a good rhythm and, like, feeling so good. And now I'm in so much pain. So, and then I woke up with, like,
there's nothing
a random pimple, like, on my face, like, on my cheek of all places, like, just bizarre, weird, annoying things happening. No, I'm in so much pain. I can't sit. I can't lay down. Like, I can't get comfortable. Like, nothing is comfortable.
What did you do?
I don't know. So, yeah, I need to stretch and foam roll tonight because I think that'll help. But just, you know, nothing like starting off strong and the universe humbling you pretty quick. But other than that, I can't complain. I am still trying to eat well and do everything else on my list, just, like, taking it easy and not working out the last couple days. But work has been difficult. I'm struggling right now because I've been in school for so long. I know that, like, I am so nearly done, but, and it's not like this is like dental school where I have, like, you know, classes, and I am just so ready to be working as a pediatric dentist after 27 years of my life. Like, I am just, the only word I can use to describe it is tired. Like, I am just so tired. So, yeah, it's been difficult, but I think, let me look at my countdown. I'm pretty sure there's, like, 6 months left. Yeah, like, six and a half months left. So, we're getting there.
You're almost there after so many years.
Yeah, I'm just struggling. But some things that have been bringing me joy. I've been hot tubbing a lot, especially since I hurt my back, and I've been reading in the hot tub, which has been amazing. I re-listened to Iron Flame, the second book after Fourth Wing, on audiobook after finishing it, because there's just so much happening in that book. It's so good that I was like, I need to re-listen to this because I feel like I didn't get it all the first time. And then since Gabby agreed to read Fourth Wing, I told her I would read It Ends With Us so that we can go see the movie when it comes out in February. So I'm reading that right now. I'm 64% of the way through, maybe, or something.
She doesn't like it.
Okay, it's not that I don't like it. I just feel like books like this, and I would imagine a lot of Colleen Hoover's books are like this, they just set you up for, like, this, like, not realistic love story. Like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, what do you want to, like, but what, that's the whole point of reading. And, like, same with movies.
I get that. They're going to
be unrealistic, but that's what gives you that, like,
no, I get that. No one wants to
read a story of a boring, actual.
I know. I don't know. I think it's also just so hard. You have to understand, like, I came off of Iron Flame and now I'm reading this. It's so different and, like, not as action packed. I will say, I mean, I've already seen that they've screwed up the casting for this movie. So I'm, like, in my head trying not to picture who I know is playing the characters, because there's been, like, Instagram photos leaked and it just looks disastrous. But I think it could make a really good movie had they done it right. Maybe I'll be wrong and they'll prove me wrong. But I'm picturing different people in my head and just hoping for the best.
Speaking of movies, I really want to go see Anyone But You. And I've heard nothing but amazing things about that. And I still have our movie gift card that Sean gave us last Christmas.
You should go see it.
So that needs to be a thing. Maybe like Sunday, maybe we'll go to a senior citizen movie. Like Sunday morning, or maybe like a weekday morning.
Yeah, you should. I haven't seen that one. You haven't seen Saltburn yet, right?
No, but what is it even about? Like,
I can't.
I'm just confused.
I can't explain it. And you have to go into it knowing it's so bizarre.
Well, it's on Netflix, right? And yeah. I got kicked off.
It's on Prime Video, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I also got kicked off Netflix. Add that to my list of things to complain about, but first world problems. But anyways, it's just, I don't know. I thought it was a good movie. It's weird though. So like you have to know it's weird going into it and like be okay with that.
We're currently watching Pearson on Peacock, which is like the Jessica Pearson show, the spinoff of Suits, but it's literally one season. I think we have like two episodes left. It's literally one season.
Yeah, so. It didn't pick up like Suits did. I think they really tried. Not but at all.
See, but I will say this shows a lot more of the actual like where Suits was more so about like the relationship and the dynamic and of the people. Life,
yeah.
Like the characters. I feel like this is more of like the business side and like, yeah. So I do like that. Although I will say it's like it's not a background show at all. And we've been watching it at times where I'm not ready to, like, focus on a show. And I feel like I've missed all the important details.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
I'll tell you what I'm watching right now when I get into my favorite. But together, Sean and I are watching Fool Me Once, which is a Harlan Coben series on Netflix.
Do you still have Netflix in the bedroom?
You know, I didn't check.
I got kicked off my bedroom first, and then I got kicked off the living room.
I know we're kicked off the living room. I haven't checked my bedroom. But yeah, so that's the update on that. And then we just finished our first collection of Sunset Social. We finished it. Thank you to everybody that supported and got your stuff. We'll be working on getting everything shipped out and ready for you and figuring all that out. It's very much a learning process. We're learning as we go with this for sure. But it was a lot of fun. We're already ready for collection two.
Literally.
Yeah. We've been working on designs like nonstop. So get excited for that. But yeah, let's talk about our favorites of the week. Maybe this will help me get in a better mindset right now, because I just listed everything that went wrong last week and I'm like, oh wow, that sucks.
My favorite for the week is HelloFresh.
I wish we were sponsored.
I know. It genuinely is just the best thing. If you're like, especially in this new year, if you're really trying to commit to cooking at home, 100% the best way to go. One,
the meals are always good.
The way groceries are going, like the prices, you're saving money. 100% you're saving money. The meals are always good. I guarantee you every meal on that list is something, okay, maybe not every meal. 95% of the meals on that list is something you would never even think about cooking or not even know where to begin with going to the grocery store and finding those ingredients.
They're so enjoyable to cook. Like, I love cooking my HelloFresh because I have everything. Like, this sounds like an ad, but it's not. Like, it's therapeutic to me because I don't have to worry about finding the ingredients. I don't have to worry about measuring stuff out. I don't have to worry about, like, it's so easy.
And so good.
It's so good.
So the way we did it, actually, especially this week was our trial week. We did 5 meals of 4-person meals, which in thinking about it now, maybe wasn't the brightest for this week because I'm going to be gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But we've already gone through 3 meals. We made 2 for dinner. We made 1 for lunch today. Well, half of 1 for lunch today, because the other half Justin's going to have while I'm gone. And then we're going to have 1 for dinner. But the reason why we do the 4-person meal is because pretty much, I would say it's more equivalent to a 3-person meal, at least with like the serving size that we're used to eating. So we always do our 2 dinners, and then there's always leftovers for at least one of us to have as lunch the next day, which just makes it so much easier because then that's another meal that we're not having to spend out. So we've just been doing that and we've been absolutely loving it. It just takes we love cooking and we're really good at it, but we're really bad at meal planning. And because of that, we would have to go to the grocery store like 4 times a week. And it would just be such a waste of time, such a waste of money that like it's so much easier just to be able to quickly pick out the meals on my phone, have them just literally come to our door. I do not have to go to the grocery store anymore, which is so nice. And they're so nice and easy to cook. And they're so good. Every single time they're so good.
Yeah, so we also buy HelloFresh weekly. And what we do, because Sean works 24-hour shifts, is what works perfect for us. We get them delivered on Mondays. We do 3 meals for 2 people. So we only do them for dinners. But
you don't find yourself ever
perfect for hungry. Our schedule. No, that's the whole point.
On is like certain ones, I know, control. You should follow the shirt.
Yeah, like that's the point of it. Because if I cook, I overeat and then I have a stomach ache and then we have leftovers that end up going to waste. So like for us, that's the point of doing the 2-person meals, is to have portion
control. We do. Justin eats like some certain things. I can't do leftover chicken or anything like that, but he is down to eat any sort of leftover. So like we never have any of it go to waste. And it is nice because then like, so we had burgers today for lunch, which is so easy to just cut the recipe in half. We had burgers today and then Justin can have burgers for himself like the next 2 days for lunch. Like, so the 4-person meals definitely.
You guys come are also handy, home. Like we don't eat lunch. Like we're out for lunch because we work.
Very true.
Like you guys are home during the day, so like that makes more sense.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Like I'm not cooking a lunch. I need to bring a lunch. So.
That's
but
true.
But I did meal prep last night. I made a hoisin beef rice bowls for the week.
Oh no.
What?
We had hoisin chicken lettuce wraps last night.
Yeah, so I made that for my lunches this week, so that was delish today.
Did we have any of the same meals? Wait, did you have
this week
onion crunch chicken?
Yes, that was our first one.
We had Gouda pork burgers.
Nope.
Today for lunch. We did some sort of a beef bowl. I don't remember what else was in that.
Was it chicken thigh lettuce wraps?
Yeah. No, chopped chicken.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that's our last meal that we have is that one.
Oh, yeah, we had it last night.
And then our third one was the sausage rigatoni.
Oh, yes, we're saving that one for Sunday night football.
So good.
Yeah, we're saving that one specifically for Sunday.
The zucchini, oh my God, it's so good. My mouth is watering, I'm starving. But yeah, I don't get to make one tonight because Sean's at work. So I'm going to make probably just a Trader Joe's pasta because
that's the other place. I think because after I have majors, I really don't have a competition for quite some time. So we definitely need to do a Trader Joe's run because I feel like that's the easiest thing for lunches too. Mm-hmm. They have the best like snacky food, easy lunches. We need to stock up on all of our Trader Joe's stuff.
Okay, well, my favorite of the week is Homeland. I've already seen this series once. We watched it during COVID. And Sean randomly the other day was talking about it, and I was like, dang, like, I want a show like that. I tried, like, two or three. I watched, like, the first one or two episodes of a couple other shows that were, like, supposedly similar, and they just were not. I didn't like them. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to restart it. And to be honest with you, I forgot absolutely everything. I'm rewatching it right now, and I'm like, didn't remember that. Like, what's going to happen next, as if I didn't already see the show. So I'm loving that. That's what I'm watching right now. Sean and I are both rewatching it, but on our own profiles on Hulu, so that, like, we don't have to wait for each other since we've already seen it once. But it's so good. I'm, like, a whole season ahead of him, of course. So, yeah, that's that. But why, now that we're 25 minutes in, why don't we talk about our ins and outs for 2024? How do you want to do this? Just, like, each go back and forth for something that's in?
Yeah, let's go through ins first.
Okay, great.
So at the top of my in list is learning how to cook.
Look, speaking of
HelloFresh, I just feel like guys, I'm sorry if I call some of you out. I'm sorry, but we're way too old to run with the narrative that I just don't know how to cook. Like, I'm sorry, learn.
We ran with that narrative for you until like a year ago.
No, that is a fault. That is a lie.
You used to joke about your mac and cheese that you couldn't make.
No, you used to joke about my mac and cheese that I did one time when I was like 8 years old.
Yeah, the money it takes to eat out is just like insane. And the more that I'm trying to eat like well-rounded meals, like I just feel better when I'm cooking my own food. It doesn't have to be like the most healthy thing in the entire world, but like when I make my own homemade pasta sauce, like I just feel better. So no,
literally, like we made HelloFresh burgers for lunch, and if I were to have that same size burger ordered in from like Five Guys or something, I would feel disgusting after. I would love it, but I'd feel disgusting. Where like I literally just cooked it myself, and even just that makes the world of difference. Mm-hmm. Like, did not sit heavy, tasted so good. And it's just like we literally have everything at our fingertips to get to learn how to do a skill like that. Like, there's TikTok tutorials, Pinterest, there's literally HelloFresh with pictures and word for word steps. Like, Justin was just trying to get his friend convinced on like, do HelloFresh. Like, you guys are complaining about not being able to cook or like what to eat, do HelloFresh. And his friend was like, it's too intricate, I can't do that. And I was like,
see, I don't think it's too intricate. I do see that it can be very pricey, and like it's definitely a privilege to have delivered to your doorstep. But as far as like learning how to cook, I mean, I feel like mom has sent me 5 things today alone with like an Instagram reel of what to cook, the recipe, how to cook it. I'm like, okay, yeah, there's definitely
and
resources
honestly, and
out
the
there.
Reason why I say that is because I love doing it. Like, it's therapeutic. I've said that many times. It's genuinely just like, it's such a good skill to have. And like, you're gonna have to figure it out at one point in time. And I just feel like it's a convenient skill to have, to learn how to cook, so you're not reliant on either other people or delivery or eating out or mm-hmm. whatever the case is.
My first in for 2024 is slow mornings. I just feel better when I give myself enough time in the morning to wake up leisurely, read a little bit, or journal, or work out in the morning, because when I get home from work, I am so tired. And so having that time in the morning to just, one, like, wake up slowly, I'm in such a better mood, and just, like, take things slow instead of rushing around. Like, for example, this morning, I snoozed my alarm and went back to sleep, and then I had to rush around like a mad woman this morning. And I was like, mm-hmm. that is just not a good feeling to have to rush in the morning. So slow mornings are definitely in.
Another thing that's in is doing things alone. And this is me convincing myself that it's in, so I will convince myself to do it more. And by this, I mean like doing actual activities and things alone. Like, I want to find like going to the beach and reading by myself, watching the sunset, like doing things like that, that one I feel safe doing. That's like my biggest thing, is I don't feel the safest going places. I don't,
because you live in Miami.
Right,
that's why.
So there are places though that I need to find that are safe. Like, there was the one like secret beach spot that we found that 100% I would feel safe going alone. And I just like need to do more things like that alone. I wish I lived closer to the beach. I would love to just go like ride my bike at night, like at sunset at the beach. Would love to do that. Don't have that opportunity. But
you don't have
just
a
like
bike.
I doing things. No, yes, I'm saying, but if I lived near the beach, oh. I would get a bike.
I'm like, wait a minute. Aside from not living near the beach, you also don't own a bike.
because I would never use it in the apartment. When we get a house, I feel like we'll definitely both get bikes. I feel like we enjoy bike rides. We do that every time we're in Erie.
That's funny.
But yeah, doing things alone. I feel like that's in.
Yeah, I love doing things alone.
Even like the people that go out to eat and stuff alone. I feel like that's in. I've never done it, but I feel like anytime I go somewhere by myself to get food, I always end up eating in my car. But I enjoy that, so it's fine.
My next one is making plans in advance. You know, I am an introverted gal, and I get overstimulated very easily. So for me, you want to hang out? Amazing. Let me look at my calendar. If it's 2 weeks out that I feel like is a good time for me and I don't have a lot in my schedule, let's do it. Like, I am just in such a state of mind where, like, I don't want to be making plans and, like, dreading it because nobody wants to hang out with me when, you know, nobody wants to be around people that, like, don't want to be there. So I want to be conscious of my time and other people's time and schedule things in advance and normalize that in today's adult world.
I love that for you. Honestly, thank you. I would love that too. My next one is finding new hobbies. I feel like, you know, when people ask you that question, like whether you're doing an interview and they're like, so what do you like to do outside of work, outside of cheer? Yeah, I don't have an answer for you. So I want to find new hobbies, things like I want to go to like a Claytopia kind of place and do things like that. Learn to crochet, learn to, I don't know, paint, like anything that isn't like in my free time. I'm not just scrolling on my phone. I'm not doing work. Like I want to actually find something that I'm just doing for fun kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Love that. I would love to see. Can you crochet me a blanket? That'd be great.
I probably could.
Okay. My once next in, we've kind of already talked about this, is home-cooked meals. Mm-hmm. I am absolutely loving making my food at home. You like something from a restaurant? Amazing. Try and figure out the recipe. Make it at home healthier. Save some money. I love it.
Mine basically, next one goes just with that, and it's making coffee at home. Finding a way to make your coffee at home so you enjoy it has been the biggest game changer for me. I used to wake up and like crave having to go to Dunkin' or Starbucks just to get a coffee. And now I look forward to just having our simple coffee at home. It is so good. And I don't ever, like, besides when we were at your house and you wanted Starbucks, I have not had like gone to Starbucks in the morning for a coffee and like since we got our Nespresso.
Yeah, and that was just because I had already finished all my coffee and I had coffee at home every day in December. So I was like, let's go. But yeah, I feel that romanticizing things like your coffee in the morning so that you want to do them mm-hmm. at home. My next one is quality basics over quantity of clothes. I always think like, oh, I have nothing to wear. And guess what? I go back to the same few things that I like. So instead of buying something that I think is like trendy or looks really great on someone else, but maybe not myself, like, discover your personal style, dress for what you feel best in, and invest in quality basics. I want to start looking into Skims a little bit more. I don't own anything from there. Just things like that. Like, I don't need a million of one type of item if it's a good quality item. Like, I just, 100%. I feel like, granted, I'm not at a place where, like, I can afford to just be buying good quality things, like, in bulk. But I'm hoping over time I can, like, phase out, you know, trendy pieces that I don't wear and replace them with, like, slowly good quality basics.
We are just kind of, like, on the same wavelength in our order of everything. My next thing that's in is outfit repeating. Lizzie McGuire is an outfit repeater, and so is so
Lexi Fuller.
Because I just feel like there's so many things in my closet that I'm like, oh, I loved when I wore this. It fit me so well. But, like, I already wore it. But it's like, okay, but it fit me so well and I loved it. Why would I not want to wear it again?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like we're at that point where you don't need to buy a new outfit for every event. Like, repeat an outfit. No one remembers things down to that detail that it, and even if they do, it literally doesn't matter. If it looks that good on you, you should want to wear it again. Agreed. Or if it makes you feel good about yourself, like, wear it again.
Agreed. All right, we need to pick up the pace a little bit. My next one is audiobooks on drives. I've been loving the Libby app. Free audiobooks. You cannot beat it. And at least my library here, they've got everything. So I've been loving it. Listening on drive. It's like podcasts, but like you're also reading at the same time. Like you're accomplishing a book, you know? So I've been loving it.
I love that for you. I feel like I would get distracted too much, but I don't know. Maybe I'll try it out one day. My next in is scrapbooks. Like, this is something that my grandma was always huge on, and it's something I love anytime I'm at my grandma's house to get to look back on that. And it's like, because we live in an era where everything is digital, I feel like scrapbooking is coming back in to like have those tangible memories mm-hmm. and something to like look through.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. My next one kind of goes with what you were saying about hobbies, but hobbies that aren't about making money. Not everything needs to be mm-hmm. a side hustle. I just want to find hobbies that are just like fun and chill, like you were saying. Just, you know, try and do. Doesn't have to be a business. I feel like now it's like everything people do, it's like, oh, you could turn that into a small business. No, I'm tired. I just want to do it for fun.
Literally, yes. My next one is complimenting strangers when you think it, which is something I don't ever do. Ugh. But whenever a stranger compliments me, it's the best feeling in the world.
I do it all the time now. And there was just like a switch that like flipped in my head one day, like a couple years ago, when I thought the exact same thing. Whenever somebody would just like be like, oh, I really love that shirt, I would be like, oh my gosh, like, thank you. And that was so bold of you to just like come out and say it. I do it to right. people now all the time.
I need
and
to.
And it feels good.
I need to start doing it. Mm-hmm. I bet it does, because it's literally one of like the best feelings ever. So just knowing that you gave that feeling to someone else is, I yeah. feel really, really nice.
My next one is Pinterest vision boards. I have mm-hmm. done it now four or five years where I create a Pinterest vision board right around New Year's, and then I make it my laptop background, and it stays my laptop background the entire year. So I look at it all the time and try and manifest those things for myself. And it's aesthetic, because you're getting pictures from Pinterest.
My next one is game nights. I've already said this, but like fun nights in instead of always having to go out. Big fan. I love a good board game.
Yeah, I need more friends that also want to like hang mm-hmm. out and do game nights. So if you're my friend and you live near me and you're listening to this, let's have a game night. My next one is listening to your body and mind. If you feel tired, it's because you're tired. If you feel like your mind is full of clutter, it's probably because it is. Write some stuff down. Like, again, with this whole back injury that I'm having now, I'm like frustrated, but it's like, no, that's my body saying like, hey, cool it for a couple days, like rest, relax. And then, because if not, you're just going to injure yourself further, and then you're going to be really miserable. So mm-hmm. whether that's, you know, like, oh, today I feel like I really want to do like a strength workout. Great. Today I feel like I want to do sprints on the treadmill. Awesome. Just move your body, but listen to it. And I feel like, one, that's like way more sustainable with working out than forcing yourself to do something you aren't in the mood to do. And two, it's better for your body.
My next one is outside date nights, or specifically like free date nights. Like not having to always like go out to dinner or go to an event, like finding things that you just both enjoy doing. And I feel like specifically being in like the outside, like when we went painting for October at the beach, like we had such a fun time just literally sitting on a bench, watching the sunset, painting these little $5 things from Target. And I want to find more things like that, that are like new experiences for us to do that cost like little to nothing. And just we have the best time doing, instead of just like always having to go out to dinner.
Yeah. One night Sean surprised me with our own like at home during COVID date night of like a paint and sip. He went and got a bottle of wine, the paint supplies, and found a video on YouTube that walked you through it. Very cool.
Very fun.
My next one is posting what you want when you want. And it is such a freeing feeling. I am like, maybe it's just because I'm getting older, I'm transitioning, you know, out of school and into a full-time job. I am over trying to, you know, post what I think will do well, when I think it'll do well. I'm just posting what I want at this point. And whenever I do that, it ends up being better for everyone. You guys like it more, I like it more. So post when you want. If that's twice a day, you do something and you want to post an Instagram post, don't wait. Just throw it up. Who cares?
I agree. My next one, obviously, watching the sunset. I feel like it's such a little thing that there's some nights where I just don't watch it. And every time I get to catch the sunset, I am always like so happy about it and so fulfilled. It's just like something that happens every day. I mean, some days, obviously, there's not like a dramatic sunset if the sun's not out. But it's a free thing to do that definitely makes me happy.
All right. My last one for ins for 2024. It's hydrating regularly. Since January 1st, I have consumed at least 100 ounces of water every single day. And it feels amazing. I'm peeing a lot throughout the day, but you know what?
Oh my God.
That's what our body's supposed to do. So it's fine.
Sometimes too much.
Nope. I'm loving it.
My last one is spending money on self-care. Like being okay with spending money on a massage when your body hurts, or just little things that, like, the money is not even comparable to, like, the feeling it gives you to experience that.
Amazing. You should buy me a massage.
Oh, but I just said this is in for spending your own money on self-care.
All right. So what do we think is out? Number one for me is constantly having a to-do list. I have gone my entire life with a to-do list. I've never fully crossed off a to-do list and not had something on the back burner. And you know what? Again, I am tired. So constantly having a to-do list is out. You can just be and exist and not have a task to accomplish.
Agree. My out is Snapchat. I honestly am in shock that people still use it, if I'm being honest. And like, I know that some of these creators are trying to bring it back because they make an incredible amount of money. And yeah, I'm going to be transparent. If I was one of those creators getting paid on it, I would not be sitting here saying Snapchat is out. But I just feel like it's time to let it fizzle. I don't know. I mean, like, we still use it for our family stuff, but that's literally it.
Yeah, I completely agree. I just, my phone just does this thing.
It does
this. Where it just, like, becomes the camera. Like, we're FaceTiming on my laptop, and my phone just decided it was going to be the camera instead of my laptop camera now. Like, it just, you know, full on, I'm the captain now vibes, and just took over. So that caught me off guard. Yeah. Anyways, my next one is trendy clothes. Goes hand in hand with what I was saying before with the quality basics. I am just starting to learn what I feel best in. And trends come and go. And most of the time, by the time I even start to like a trend, it's already on its way out. So I'm over it. I'm just going to, again, go to the basics, go with what I like, go with what's comfortable. Because if I buy trendy pieces and it doesn't feel comfortable on me, I am never going to wear it, ever. I know myself. So that's out.
Next thing that's out is full days inside. I feel like it speaks for itself, but sometimes, you know, you just need to touch some grass.
Yeah, just
get outside, get some fresh air.
Have your bare feet touch the earth, look up at the sky. Are you going to start sunning?
No, not, that's not what I mean. I just, you know, get some fresh air every day.
My next one is mindlessly scrolling. I have done this thing now since January 1st, where whenever I feel like I want to scroll, I pick up my Kindle instead and I start reading. And it has been incredible.
See, I have that down, but I have mindlessly scrolling in the morning because I will, like, some of my favorite times of the day is when I finally get to lay down in bed at night and scroll. I love it. It brings me so much happiness. It is my ultimate relaxation of the night. So, but like in the morning, I feel like it sets my morning up on the wrong foot. So mindlessly scrolling in the morning is out, but TikTok at night for me is still in. But another thing that's out is saving to drafts. This is kind of what you said earlier, but like there's so many times where I make a TikTok and I immediately just save it to draft instead of just like, just post it. Whenever it's done, just post it.
I love that. I love, that's a great way to put it. I agree, because guess what? Stuff sits in my drafts and then I never post it and it's a waste of my time and I'm over it. I agree.
Just post it. No more saving to drafts.
My next one is overly processed foods. Again, goes with cooking at home, but you know, there's a reason. And this is coming from the Slim Jim ramen noodle queen. And am I saying you need to cut those things out completely? No. But am I saying that you will, without a doubt, feel better when you cook food at home and it's like whole foods that you're seasoning and cooking yourself? Yeah. You will. It's proven. I can tell you. And don't get me wrong, I love me some processed foods, but I'm trying to love them a little bit less and cook more at home. And it's really true. I'm feeling a lot better.
Good. Another thing that's out is impulsive purchases, which on this is something that we both have been really good about always. Like, we're very conscious about money. It takes us a long time to even make a purchase. But the way I see some of these people on TikTok, just like, they see one thing on TikTok shop and immediately buy it. Or even people like in real life that have talked about it. And I'm like,
I have a confession. I've never once touched the TikTok shop tab. What is it? What is it like?
I actually just bought my very first thing because it was a really cute, like, I got it
out impulsive buying on TikTok shop.
No, because it was $7. It was a $7 sweater that I'm 100% going to take pictures in. It's like a white sweater with red hearts all over it that I already know is going to be for content. And it was $7.
Wait, I'm cracking up because Ty French posted a TikTok and it was like, y'all got mad when creators were posting ads on Instagram. Mind you, it was a beautifully done photo shoot. Now I'm seeing y'all sell stuff from the Dollar Tree on my TikTok shop.
Literally. But I'm also interested, like, it says I'm going to make almost $4 commission on each thing posted. So you better believe I'm going to post my cute sweater. Because if you can get it two for $7 and I make four of those dollars, my sweater's going to be paid for if two of you buy it.
I don't understand that. You'll have to explain that to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never made done a that, total so I'll let you know how it goes.
$2 my entire life on TikTok. So I simply cannot relate. My next out is doing things out of obligation. Mm-mm. You don't have to. You control your own life. Like, you don't want to go to something? Don't go. I don't have FOMO. I hope you guys have an amazing time. I'm going to be having fear of missing out of what I want to do if I go do something because I feel like I have to.
Absolutely.
Life is too short. I'm not obligated to do anything.
I agree. I have FOMO written down too. Another thing that is out, again, I might be calling some of you out. And again, this is just my personal out. Not that I even do it that often, but just spending money at bars and clubs. Like the way they upcharge everything. And like every once in a while or for special occasions, okay. But like you could, like if it's nights where you need a drink, you want to do all of that, like find ways you can do it yourself. You're saving hundreds of dollars.
It hurts my soul. When we go out to dinner and I look at the wine menu being like, oh, you know, maybe I'll have a glass of wine. And insane. The glass of wine costs as much as the entire bottle that I could get at Publix.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it hurts my soul. I'm like, no, if anything, I'll have a glass of wine when I get home because.
Literally.
But I am doing, what is that called? Dry January. It's just part of my fitness challenge that I want to do for myself. Not that I really don't drink anything, but I've replaced, if I want a glass of wine, I replaced it with kombucha, and that's been my like little treat. But when you drink 100 ounces of water a day, you don't really have room for any other beverages.
I know, I do my one iced coffee and then all water lately.
I have and one, I'm still two, too much. Three, four, five more. How many do you have just so I can time it up?
We've already kind of talked about two, so I really only have two more.
Okay, so I'll go a couple in a row.
Me too.
Allowing people to affect your mindset, and this is something I am nowhere near perfect, but that's out. If someone says something and you're like super angry about it, just remind yourself that like, oh, that's sad for them. Like that they feel like that. Don't let it get to you. Like don't let people's action, like you can't control anyone else. And it's just like, you gotta think about that. I need to tell myself that more often because people will make me so mad just with how they act. And I'm just like, you know what? That's a them problem. That's not a me problem.
Mm-hmm.
My next one is keeping clutter just in case you need it. I am the worst at this. The amount of things I keep just in case. No. Nope. I need to Marie Kondo the crap out of my life and get rid of stuff. Because I'll tell you what. I do not need to keep something in case I go to a themed luau party. I'm not. So why am I keeping a Hawaiian skirt? You know what I mean? Like,
and if you do need it again, it may be like $5
to
get it again.
I like, first of all, I don't leave my house. Second of all, the chances of a party I go to being Hawaiian themed,
I know,
slim. And then one more is looking for external inspiration. When I tell you the amount of videos or pictures and like just ideas, podcast ideas even that come to my mind when I stop scrolling, like my creativity comes back when I stop seeing other people's stuff. So I'm done looking for external inspiration and I'm thinking to myself, what do I like? What's unique about me? And it sounds easier said than done because I feel like it's like, no kidding, that's out. Like, what are you talking about? You do it subconsciously, whether you think you do or not. When you're scrolling, you're getting inspo and it's just overwhelming. Like I said, overstimulated girl over here. So I feel like it blocks all creativity when I do that.
Another thing that's out for me is harping on past situations or conversations. I feel like there are so many times where I walk away from a conversation and like many hours later, I'm like, oh, I feel like I said that weird.
I did it
or,
today.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or like, are they thinking about it? No. When I have conversations with people, I rarely ever think about them ever again. So like, they're not thinking of if you said a sentence weird or if you stuttered on a word or like, no one cares. Just forget about it.
Yeah, that literally happened to me today. Stop harboring on past things. I was like, oh my gosh, this person does not know me that well. They definitely do not understand my humor and I feel so bad. They probably think I'm so mean. But like, it was just a joke. Granted, like, I wanted to make sure I didn't hurt this person's feelings. So I, like, went up and was like, you know I was kidding, right? And she was like, yeah, totally. But, like, again, you know, thinking about that and stewing on it, I agree. My next one we've kind of already talked about, but it's unnecessary spending. You know, and like I said, like you said, actually, we're not, like, we're good savers. But I do feel like when I think of something, Amazon makes it just far too easy to go on and get it. And you can get it in 2 days. Like, it's just the world that we live in now, but those things do add up. And then again, you're creating clutter. So, unnecessary purchases.
I just thought of one more, but my other one that I have written down is having a messy space. I talked about just like how much of a change is made when I did a whole apartment reset. And I just feel like I feel like people that are used to living in a mess don't realize the difference it makes to not live like that, or just like how easy it is for, like, yes, I could start piling things up in the corner of my room that I normally do, but it would also take literally 30 seconds to put it where it actually goes. Mm-hmm. And I will be so much happier with myself if I do that than to let things pile up and start to like get cluttered and messy. And It just take the 30 seconds, like 5 minutes at most, to put things away.
Yeah, clean as you
like
go.
Like the clean clothes, whenever they come out of the laundry, put them away.
Mm-hmm. Facts. It's really a big life hack.
Yeah, because you're going to spend less time daily putting things away than you would if you let it pile up and then have to spend hours one day doing it
for
all.
Sure.
But the other thing that I just came up that's also out is not letting things that you aren't in control of control your emotions. Like the biggest thing that comes to my mind is traffic. And this to me is something that I've just like learned to live with. Like, what am I, if I'm sitting in traffic, what can I do about it?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Like, that's it.
So why am I getting mad about it? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it sucks, but like, okay, it's gonna suck more if I really get mad at this and then I'm in a bad mood the rest of the day.
Facts.
So yeah. Like anything like that that's truly out of your control, like just not letting, because it's out of your control, let it have no control over how you feel.
Yep, you can only control your mind, can't control anything else. My last one is a complex skincare routine.
Oh my god, so
you know
out.
You just need a couple things and water. That work well for you. You need a good cleanser. You need a good moisturizer. And I'm a fan of a serum. That's it. I feel like I see so many people like, oh, you need this product. You need this product. If that works for you, amazing. You know, I think the simpler the better.
I agree.
All right. Well, I feel like we've pretty much gone through everything we want to
covered
go through.
Everything.
I mean, you guys left a couple of ins and outs on Instagram, but honestly, not that many of you participated.
Well, I also feel like it's a lot of the things we've already said too.
Yeah, that is true. We pretty much covered everything that
self-care,
you guys said.
Things that are in self-care weeklies, Pilates classes, I agree. Being happy, absolutely. Talking to people I normally don't, that's a good one. Working on physical and mental health, yes. Learning cursive, do they not teach that in school anymore?
I don't know.
But it isn't in if you don't know it. Same with like calligraphy. Lexi, that was very in for her.
It's still in for me. I do it every time I'm bored in a lecture. So what you guys said for out is worrying about what others
there's
think.
There's only one basically that we didn't say, which is mullets.
Mullets.
Everything else was pretty much on our list too. Is
true.
Outs.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, if you have any thoughts about it, comment on the post on the Instagram and we'll chit chat, and we'll see you next week on Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.